Anyway, going back to the Sikha now, and of course, this is talking about the importance of learning in Yonah Mashiach HaGula, which is also connected to Shavuos, which is the importance of learning B'chlal, the power of Torah. Al Pi HaOmer Le'el, Shebishana Zu B'myuchad, Noisa Balat Gosham Yuchedas. In addition to the general emphasis, Shebichlolos Dareinu Zeh, that now we emphasize the good in Ashivas Betamas, not the negative. That's Bechlal. But now, Kev in Shoim the Masafa Gula, because we're standing at the threshold of Gula, Shabbat take Vim Yad Mamish, the Gula, which is coming imminently, moving it's understood. Shalimud Hilchas Beis Abchira B'Shanazu, the learning of Hilchas Beis Abchira this year, even though for many years at this point the Rebbe told us that we should learn about the Hilchas Beis Abchira in the 3 weeks, but now we should learn these halachas in a totally different way than we used to do it until now. In what way? L'chaylerish Sha'alimud Uloi mitzad es gabrus regesh o avelus v'ishtadlus l'sakan achisarim d'churim Beis Hamikdash. Up until now, what was the reason why we were learning about the Beis HaMikdash? Because we're told that if you learn about the Beis HaMikdash, it helps build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that means that we're doing it to help build the Beis HaMikdash. But what's pushing us? What's the driving force that's driving us to build the Beis HaMikdash? Because we're so broken from the Churban, we don't want the Churban, so we want the third Beis HaMikdash. So in a sense, the driving force is the feeling of Churban. Now, Elagam Luli Achurb. Now the driving force is mitzad akoyse v'ashtoikikus, because we have a desire and we're anticipating the maila and the shleimus of Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. In other words, just like begashmius, the person is chas v'shalom poor and they're craving for Hashem to help them financially. So why are they craving? Because they're suffering so much from poverty, they can't wait till the day that the Eibush is going to give them wealth. But what about a person that has money and is living very comfortable and is not lacking in any way and has more than what they need, and now they're told that very soon they're having this bracha that they're going to have millions and millions of dollars more? They're also excited about the new change, but their excitement and their anticipation and their efforts to get to that time is not because of they're broken about something. It's the excitement that something's going to happen that's even better than what I have now. Tending to the Beis HaMikdash. Right now, there's reason, we're so close to the Beis HaMikdash, we should be so excited about building it, we should be so obsessed with the good, that we're not even thinking about the negativity of Galus, of the Churban. Because it says that the third Beis HaMikdash will be much greater than the first and the second. It says, Gadol Yiyah, Kavod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchrei Min HaRishon. The second Beis HaMikdash will be much greater than the first. And it doesn't only mean the first, it means the first and the second. Gadlus Shelo Yahoseh Me'olam, such greatness that is unprecedented. Lo'i B'Bayis Sheni, Lo'i B'Bayis Rishon, Lo'i B'Mishkin Shoseh Me'isha. The Rebbe explains in other sikhs that there's a certain advantage in the Mishkan because Moshe built it with his own hands that makes it greater than the first Beis HaMikdash and the second. But there's a certain mila in the first Beis HaMikdash that makes it greater than the Mishkan and the second Beis HaMikdash. And there's certain milas in the second Beis HaMikdash that make it greater than the first and the Mishkan. In other words, each one has some mila that the other doesn't have. The third Beis HaMikdash, when it says Gadol, it means it'll be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash, greater than the second Beis HaMikdash, and even greater than the Mishkan. Even the Mishkan, there was no Churban in it. It says that that's something which always remains, because whatever Moshe makes can be destroyed. The Rebbe always brings down that it says in Chazal, why is the Beis HaMikdash called Mishkan? One of the reasons are it's Miloshin Mashkan. Mashkin means when you take something in collateral. If someone borrows money and the lender wants to be sure he'll get it back, so he says, give me something for security. I'll hold on to it. When you give me the money, I'll give it back. The Mishkan is called Mishkan because the Eibishter took it as a Mashkin, which means when it was destroyed, he didn't take it away completely. He said, I'm holding it until you do tshuva. Once you do tshuva, you'll get it back. So if you use this mashal, we're going to get back what we had before. But Rebbe is saying, no, we're going to get back what we had before plus more than what we had before. It'll be greater than the Mishkan, the Migdash Rishon, and so on. So first of all, that's number one, why learning about the Beis HaMikdash is different now. V'oid, another thing. Iker, the main thing is, Shalim Adamatech Yediyah V'Akara, when you're learning about the Beis HaMikdash, you should learn it with the recognition, V'Vadoyiz Gemura, with absolute certainty. She'ein Zeh Hilchas L'Mashicha. We find in Gemara an expression sometimes, this is Hilchas L'Mashicha. Usually it means it's not relevant now, it's relevant when Mashiach comes. So it became an expression like, this is not relevant now, this is for Mashiach's times. But now when you learn about it, Mashiach's times is now. So when you learn the halachas today, it's halacha l'maisa b'peil b'rega shalachaza. We all know there's a very big difference when you learn halacha that's relevant or halacha that's irrelevant. I mean, for example, if something happened in your kitchen, and you come to a shir, and he hears the Rav, what happens if this and this happens? What's the halach? And he starts talking about it, your involvement in it, your chayas in it, your mind on it is much different because you're thinking about something which is absolutely relevant now. When someone learns about Korbanus or the Beis HaMikdash, the way it used to be was, when there'll be Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be? But what if a person would know that it's happening now? We know the whole world will be kochen zach. You're supposed to do this. You heard, he pulled it this way, he put that on the right side, he put this on the left side. It says in Gemara this, it says in the Mishnah that. It's relevant. When something's relevant, everybody, the koch is a whole different koch. So the Rebbe says, when we learn these halachas, we should learn them as something which is relevant now. Because Migdash ha'asid, shonu mitzapim, boni meshuchel, kvar ata lamayla, v'teki v'gala v'yovim mishamayim b'regi kamerim. Because the Beis HaMikdash, we're already in the threshold of Mashiach, and the Beis HaMikdash will build instantly, because it's already built in Shemayim. And therefore, when we talk about the Beis HaMikdash and how it's going to be built, it's something which is relevant now, and that's how we should learn it.